plays, regardless who's there at the receiver spot, and you know, play how we're supposed to. You know, how the coaches harp on our details, techniques, stuff like that, and just, you know, play the expectations that we hold ourselves accountable.
Has Al been talking to you guys? Has he been around a lot? We see him for the first time today. He said he's been around. How much
has Yeah, I mean, he still talks to us about like other receivers, you know, that he's played against, you know, over the years. He's still our mentor. He's still, you know, he's still the man. I mean, we still look up to him as an athlete, a person, a father, whatever, a brother. We just, you know, we ask questions still, you know, about, you know, techniques and stuff like that. He's still very interactive with us. He still comes to our meetings and talks about route concepts also. So he's very active, you know, still in the locker room. So,
Coach said the other day he wanted to take some things off the plate in terms of special teams to concentrate on the defense stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Has that helped?
Yeah. I thought I did. Legs wise, it's playoffs. You want every bit of energy that you can get, for defense. Not that special teams is not less important, is the fact that, you know, so I can be on, when I'm on those special teams, I can play, you know, full out and give everything I got, especially defense, you know, when it comes to like 2-minute drives, stuff like that. In the fourth quarter, I still have some legs underneath me.
Hey, Jared, going up against, we don't know what's going to happen, but Rusty and all those guys up there, are they probably the best receiving force you guys are going against?
Argumentatively, yes, I would say that, you know, the one of the best receiving corps, you know, that we face. Besides, I would say Indianapolis. But yeah, I would say definitely, you know, the Fitzgerald, Bolden, and the different receivers, each one of them. Just as a core, you know, they're very solid.
Yeah, they got a lot of talent to be shut down. You got to always be on your heels against these guys, right?
Yeah. I mean, you got Anquan, you know, who's kind of like a running back at receiver, and then you got, you know, Fitzgerald. I mean, he's one of the best. And then you got Breston, who's, you know, the deep threat guy, and then you got Jeremy Urban, and then you got Sean Moore, who's a Pro Bowl special teamer. So I mean, You got a lot of versatility in there. We'll definitely have our hands full, but, you know, we're up to the challenge.